Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Well, good morning, Reatha. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, as usual, Reatha, the weeks fly by so fast, the months fly. Well, they say time flies when you're having fun, huh? Either way.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of news, a lot of weather, a lot of stuff going on, and talking about hot topics. If you plan on going up to the Phoenix area, it's looking around 115, 120 degrees. When you're planning on traveling somewhere, Reatha, do you alter your traveling destination if the weather seems a little questionable?
Well, I tend to know what the weather is going to be. Like, I don't cruise during hurricane season.
There you go.
I don't go back east during the winter if I can at all avoid it. I don't go to the tropical islands during hurricane season. So,
that's smart.
I mean, the good thing is that most places have seasons, so you have a clue of what it's going to be like. Unlike California, who has earthquakes, and we have no season for those. They can strike at any time. We had one just the other day that was thankfully in the middle of the desert, so it wasn't much harm done. But, I check out the season and act accordingly.
Yeah. It's like if you're in Chicago during the winter, you want to go down south.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Exactly.
And
that brings us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, everybody knows by now we had another mass shooting in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
In Florida.
Yeah.
And it was just a horrible, horrible thing. One man, the last count I heard, there were 50 dead, 53 wounded. Seriously, it was, you know, really a horrible, horrible thing. And I don't want to talk about that because the news has talked about it at length. But I did want to touch on what comes up every time we have one of these mass shootings. And it's the Second Amendment rights. A lot of people want more and more restrictions on guns. The bad news is we aren't really following up on the restrictions that we already have on people to purchase guns. So a lot of times people will say, oh, we need stricter gun laws. But a lot of the times if we just followed the gun laws that we had, these guns wouldn't be in the possession of some of the people that have their hands on them. But I just wanted to kind of look at the Second Amendment because a lot of people don't even know what it is. And the Second Amendment very simply states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's a very simple amendment, but it gets very complicated. Now, of course, we can't just let everybody have guns. So people say, well, it's already been infringed upon. But the point of this amendment is rooted in the first part of it. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary. In order to form a militia in a moment's notice, they're going to have to be individuals who actually already own their guns to defend the state, to defend this country against foreign and internal enemies. So the Second Amendment simply states that we should have the right to bear arms so we can protect ourselves, protect our property rights, protect our physical being, protect our city, our state, and our country. So even though, yes, there was another mass shooting, yes, they did use a gun, guns do not kill people. People kill people. So, yes, we do need to enforce our laws that we do have. We do need to also be able to protect ourselves. People have the argument that if people had had guns in most of these mass shootings, a lot of it would have been stopped sooner. Now, I'm not suggesting that people should be allowed to bring guns into clubs. He shouldn't have been able to get into the club with a gun. However, I'm a Second Amendment person. I think that the Americans have the right to bear arms to be able to protect themselves. And we just need to reinforce the laws that we already have. So the next time you hear them talking about the Second Amendment, you'll know really what it says. It's very brief, very succinct. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So remember, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And in other countries, they're using bombs. We've at least been able to stop them from using bombs so much. But bombs are totally illegal, and people still use them to kill people. So just wanted to bring people up to speed on what the Second Amendment actually said. And that's my hot topic. And what's yours, Jim?
Good instruction, Reese. Sunday morning, 2 a.m., 29-year-old Omar Martin of Fort Pierce, Florida, walked into the Pulse nightclub located in Orlando, Florida, with two weapons, an AR-15 and a handgun, and shot 102 people, 49 fatally and 53 were injured, the deadliest shooting in American history. SWAT arrived on the scene and had a three-hour standoff with Martin. Okay, the nightclub was entered by SWAT breaking a hole in the wall. The gunman held up in the restroom, or he was finally killed by SWAT members. But before Martin died, he had called 911 and told the dispatcher he swore alliance to the Islamic State. He also praised the Tisnara brothers, who were responsible for the Boston Massacre bombings. He was also connected to an individual who carried out a suicide bombing in Syria. The FBI investigated Martin in 2013 for inflammatory comments made to his coworkers, and in 2014 because of his connection to an individual who had carried out a suicide bombing in Syria. In both cases, the FBI did not have enough evidence to charge Martin. Maybe now they'll change their guidelines. An insight from those who knew Omar Martin, his father stated that he was raised well, he did not show signs of instability, and he went to work on time. A coworker said he was a racist, toxic, and belligerent. His ex-wife said that he was abusive. What is the thought to, well, what set Martin off? Well, the rumor is that he was with his three-year-old son, and he saw two men kissing in public, and that was one of the triggers. All right, the situation with the control, when he bought the guns, what Rita was talking about, guns kill. It's not the guns, it's the people. Well, he bought his guns. There was no record of any felonies or anything against him, and no record of investigation by the FBI. So he was allowed to purchase the weapons, even though he was on a terrorist watch list. They didn't even put a little check thing there. So anyway, whether we touched on the weather, if you're going up to the Central Coast, up from the Gulf, you have a lot of rains and storms, thunderstorms, so on, possible flooding. So be careful if you travel in those areas. In the southeast states, there will be thunderstorms, rain, thunderstorms. And you know what happened in Oklahoma? They hit a lot of flooding in Oklahoma. It's starting to recede now, but, you know, check before you travel. In Montana, tornado rated a EF3, 135 to 165 mile an hour winds, and they don't rate them by the mile an hour winds. They rate them by the damage that was done. And then the NBA, we talked about the Golden State Warriors closed out the Cavaliers 4-2, the championship in 40 years for them. And that's about it, Reith. Other than the Microsoft buyout, they bought LinkedIn. Jeff Weiner bought it for $26 billion. So I don't know if you follow stocks, Reith, but it could affect something.
Okay, well, that brings us up to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, Reason.
The easy way, yeah, we
do. And, Reason, we got a very special guest coming on today, and I don't know, let's see, do we have him on? Tom, are you on with us? Tom, okay.
I'm here.
Featured in numerous publications, People Magazine, and more, our guest, Tom Cataldo, founder of Better Visions for Children Foundation, inventor of a godsend, a machine that integrated a camera strobe light and a color monitor. His machine was the first of its kind, and it delivered instant results. The camera took photos of children's eyes that could be screened and given to trained individuals to identify abnormalities. Tom, you are an amazing individual. I give you so much credit. And you also were the inventor of Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up device. You must be, how do you get any time, how do you get the time to do all this stuff? You're an amazing guy. Well, other than
well,
that,
partly because I've been around for 91 years, I guess that has given me a little bit more time than most people have.
I want
to
introduce
things.
You to Reitha. Reitha Gray is our co-host. Reitha, this is Tom.
Hi, Reitha. How are you?
Good.
Tom, you know, you're the founder for Better Visions for Children. How long have you? How long ago was it that you founded the organization?
Well, it was a little over 30 years ago, and I started it actually in Mexico. I had retired down there for a week and couldn't stand it, so I started to do this. I had the money and the time. And the reason for doing it, because I'm legally blind because of these problems that millions of our kids have every year, 1.5-2 million new children wind up with this problem that's totally preventable, but we don't prevent it, where you wind up with legal blindness in one of both eyes for life. It's not correctable after age 5. Sounds like I'm making it up. It's all preventable, but we don't prevent it.
Oh, the statistics are just unbelievable. I was telling you.
They're unbelievable. They're just absolutely unbelievable. And the consequences are horrendous. You know, like half of the kids that have this problem that I have, according to Johns Hopkins Medical School, wind up on the dole. They don't have, you know, meaningful jobs. And more than half wind up dropping out of school. So then, you know, get out there and create all the kind of problems like the one they had down in Orlando, for example, you know, because they can't make it in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
So what can we do to prevent it?
Oh, well, prevention is, for what I've got, is one of the forms of what's called amblyopia, otherwise known as lazy eye. I hate that name because it gives people the idea that it's going to go away. It doesn't go away. It goes. It's permanent after age four or five, even after, even earlier, depending on what type you have. And to prevent the consequences with what I've got, if, believe it or not, requires just a dollar and a half patch over the strong eye to make the weak eye work. Believe it or not, it was discovered by Hippocrates in ancient Greece, and even came up with a cure, the cure that, that I just mentioned. And we don't do that in time to prevent it usually, and we put the patch on after the kids have gone past the point of no return, and they get bullied. This is one of the major forms of bullying, vision problems. You know, you're wearing a patch, that's the worst thing you can do, or glasses, which are very often prescribed for this kind of thing when they're not necessary. Another major problem out there, kids getting glasses who don't need them. If they were referred to an ophthalmologist,
right,
they're the people who can determine what the real problems are and how to solve them. They very often would have the problem cured either with the patch or with surgery, which is required for the other types of amblyopia. Where the eyes don't line up, or where there's a blockage in one eye. And that third type of the blockage in one eye is caused by cataracts and, the worst of all, tumors, as in eye cancer. And the scenario there is just, you won't believe it. It's just the most horrible thing that can happen to a child, to a family. And it's now a lot more common than it used to be. It's called retinoblastoma, eye cancer. The normal thing that happens is first identified by the child as painful, and very often they're in the pre-verbal years, and so they don't even, nobody knows what's going on, so they take the child to an eye doctor, if they have one in the neighborhood, and they usually take the eyes out, they remove the eyes, because that's their Hail Mary method of keeping the cancers from spreading into the brain through the optic nerve. But usually it's already happened, so they die. Usually by 82 or 3, thereabouts, typically. So it's horrible. It's all preventable. And there's enough of that going on. There's
the
support just for that around the country.
We're talking about the statistics, you know, the numbers of children.
Oh, they're grim. They're grim. Now, you know, we're not the only ones that have screened kids. We do it better and longer than anybody else. But, you know, they've done screening. Like, for example, Lions Clubs did a screening back in Virginia. We had nothing to do with this. Where they were using the New York State test program. 86% of the kids failed the test. 86%. It's in a low-income area, minority area. And the problems are always worse for the minorities, including Native Americans. Their failure rate typically is around, in these tests, around 45, 50, 60% in that area. Failing the tests.
And we were talking
and
earlier.
Now, you know, I want to read one little item to you that I think I told you about before, Jim, but Here's a report by the Philadelphia, Good Vision Care for Philadelphia Children, but they're quoting a study that was done in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Public School District. Here, I just want to read this little sentence. Underscoring the importance of vision to academic achievement, a study conducted in the Oklahoma Public School District among elementary school students found that visual acuity was a greater predictor of performance on specific standardized tests than race or socioeconomic status. You know, everybody should know that, but nobody does. Almost
Tom,
nobody.
We may have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line? We have.
Hello.
Yeah. Do we have Carmelita?
Yes.
Well, hello, Carmelita. Thank you for calling in, and I just wanted to thank you for calling because I know you're so busy on Mondays, and introduce you to Tom Catalogo, and he's
Cataldo.
The founder of the Better Catalogo and the Better Visions for Children's Foundation. He's the founder, and Aretha's on the line with us. I think you know Aretha.
Well, I'm just so happy to be speaking with all of you this morning, and happy Monday to you. I'm really amazed at the information that I'm getting from this radio show. And Tom, my goodness, such an invention. And the main thing that you're talking about is prevention. And it is so sad that our country waits until it's too late before they do anything about anything. I have an organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which is basically the premise of prevention, education for the prevention and intervention of breast cancer, and we are an arts-based organization, so our approach is a little bit different. But basically, you know, emphasizing knowledge, because knowledge is power, and people can really do a lot to empower themselves simply through education. And I thank you for what you have done for the country, for the world. And it's so wonderful that you have an invention that can help elders who are not able to get up. I have tenets, and one of my tenets, you know, she has fallen more than one time. They had before she moved in, she was at another location where they had to, the fire department had to come and break the door down to get to her. But had she had that invention, you know, she could have easily have been located before all of that drama had to take place. So anyway, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you have contributed to our country.
Well, thank you, Carmelita.
Thanks for calling in, Carmelita.
Thank you, Carmelita.
Okay.
So, Tom,
do you have any questions?
Tom, tell us about the invention.
Do you mean about the medical alert or about the childhood?
About the medical alert. About the medical alert.
Oh, well, that happened almost by chance. I mean, it was just one of those things. My mother back in Boston fell down and couldn't get up and lay there for about 3-4 hours before someone found she wasn't around. And fortunately, they saved her life then, but I had to go back there to find out what I could do to prevent it from happening again. And I checked around. Nobody had anything. The telephone company, I thought, would be a way to go, but they didn't have anything. So my brother, who tends to be a wise guy, said, well, you're an engineer. For God's sake, go back home and do something about this. So I went back to L.A. and did something. It took about 2 weeks to do it, but it took 3.5 years to get the FCC to approve it, because I had to use, you know, radio frequencies and connect into the telephone system. And in those days, Ma Bell was really a branch of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. So I went nowhere with it for 3.5 years, spent $500,000 trying to get the approvals, sold some to the Veterans Administration, who didn't care whether it's, you know, approved by the FCC or not. And so then I got some mega publicity from Associated Press and people in some other magazines. Went out to Australia first, got the approval in 3 days, went to Japan, got it in a week, went to England, got it in less than a week, and so on. And by the time I had sold out to somebody, the system had saved about 7,000 lives. But this is a lot more important than that. That was for older people that had other alternatives. They could live with their kids, they could go to a nursing home, whatever. But here we're just screwing up the lives of millions and millions of kids. What's more important? That was a for-profit thing. This is a non-profit thing. And
yeah.
This is 10 times more important. And nobody's writing the right kind of stories or telling the right kind of things on the air and so on. It's just absolutely tragic. You know, since we started talking in the city of Los Angeles, just based on the government figures, about 8 or 9 kids have gone blind, and probably one of them has lost his eyes or his life. It's absolutely incredible. There are 25 million adult Americans out there with the same problem that I have, amblyopia, and they shouldn't be driving. They don't have depth perception or very much of it, because you have to have 2 eyes to have depth perception. So they're creating way more accidents. According to the statistics, more than double the number of accidents on the highway that normally sighted people have. Is this important or not?
Tom, you invented, it's a machine that integrates a camera strobe light, right, and a color monitor. And that's amazing in itself. And it takes
this
the
is
pictures.
By the way, it's NASA technology we're using. It was developed, 40 years ago with the co-founder of our organization, Dr. Stella, got a grant from NASA to help develop this system. It's called photorefractive screening. And we just made it smaller and lighter, and that's what I do, and made it possible for almost anybody to do the screenings with a little training.
And Tom, we were talking the other day, and there was a president, I believe it was Jimmy Carter, who had a situation. Do you want to share that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's public information. I have a copy of the speech he made. Yeah, while he was sitting president, you know, this answers the question, is this only happening to underprivileged children? And the answer to that is no. It's to everybody. And while he was president of the United States, both of his grandchildren wound up with amblyopia, I mean permanent vision loss. And the way they found out was he had used an optometrist, which is kind of extraordinary, but they found out that the granddaughter had it because she stuck a knife in her eye. Didn't do that purposely, but she had no depth perception. They had to find it out that way. And the grandson, he says the problem was greater. I don't know how it could be greater, but the grandson went all the way through the fourth grade, you know, passing these little useless tests that they give kids after they get into school. He went all the way through the fourth grade, and even then he had to be tripped up. He was, I guess, intentionally trying to conceal the fact that his vision wasn't good. But they tripped him up, and they found out at that age, at that point in time, where most kids would fall behind. I'm going to start a new thing. They're falling behind, I can't catch up. They fall behind, they can't catch up.
Well,
he didn't.
To.
Yes, it is. It sounds like I'm making all this up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just so unbelievable. But, Tom, you know, so give us the information.
Okay.
So, Better Foundation for the Better Vision for Children Foundation. I noticed you could just type that in. Give us
we have two websites. One of them is bettervisionforchildren.org.
.org, yeah.
And that one goes back into our whole 30-year history, and there's some really good stuff there. Like this amazing letter in there from Dr. Stella, the doctor I was talking about on that site.
Yeah.
But it's being reconstructed, so you might have a little trouble. You can see, though, among other things, the picture of Stevie Wonder, who's one of our whole spokespersons, and hear what he has to say about us. And then on the other site, which is icbetter.org, you'll see a lot more of what's happened in recent years. And you have to spell that out, EYESEEbetter.org.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank
you'll
you
see
so much.
Like the mayor of Anaheim out helping the screen kids and things like that. You'll see a great proclamation we received from Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles. And I just want to, if I have a moment, I'd like to just read a couple of items in this proclamation. It says, whereas government and other studies have found that 25 to 35% of American children start school with an undetected vision problem that will negatively affect their learning, and 80% of the learning process is visual, San Diego State University study found that only 3.3% of preschoolers get a professional vision screening, which is absolutely disgraceful. It's unbelievable. And that they say that whereas parents, businesses, academia, and sports entities want our children to succeed in their field of dreams, the city of Los Angeles is dedicated to enhancing and preserving the lives of our children. They go and say, now be it resolved that Better Vision for Children Foundation is awarded for their efforts toward prevention and cure of eye disease, and our children encourage everyone to support this cause.
Mm.
Well, yeah, we need to have that.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
Supporting
well,
the cause.
If someone does want to support, where would they go? What's your website?
To the website, or they can just, if they want to donate, they can just send us a check. We're based in Anaheim, and the address is 1050 South Pine Canyon Circle, Anaheim 92805. our corporate office is in Cerritos, but we operate everything from here.
And
we certainly would,
would
like to meet anybody that really wants to help out with this cause as a volunteer, because we need more people who want to do that.
Okay, well, what's the website address again?
Yeah, there are two of them, the bettervisionforchildren.org. And the other one is I.
That's
spelled
out
for F-O-R, children. Yeah. And the other one is IEYECSEE better.org.
Very good. Well, thank you, Tom, for the information.
If anybody wants to call me, we have two landlines here. The main one is 714-637-4034. And if that one is busy, which it very often is, then they can get us on the other landline here, which is 714-998-2929.
Thank you very much, Tom, for that information.
Thank you, Tom, for coming on.
Anyone interested in helping, volunteering, making a donation, you've got the information. And, Tom, you're doing a great job, and thanks so much for coming on.
Great
job,
Tom.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Changing lives. And we want to have you on again if possible, because I know you're a busy guy, too. So we'll be touching base, Tom. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Aretha, is that amazing or what? Without people like Tom, we wouldn't have these inventions and so on and so forth. It's talking about a situation that's needed, you know, with the vision. Wow.
Well, that brings us right on up to Jim.
All right. Do we need a commercial here? Are we?
No, we don't need a commercial. We don't
no commercial. Okay, we'll put on the commercial.
We need to do Jim's Gym.
Jim's Gym time. Okay. Guys, preventive maintenance. What were we just talking about? Most overlooked diseases that could be prevented, right? Well, what Tom was talking about, disease that has the worst outcome if not tested for. Blindness and possible death for children.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim's.
And that's, guys, that's what we're talking about, you know. You can't get any worse than that. Amblyopia, lazy eye, and eye cancer, it's got to be checked. And it can cause eventual blindness, the removal of eyes, and possible death. And it can be avoided by screening. That's the situation that really dumbfounds you. The screening process, which can be administered to children at an early age. The inventor, Tom Cotelgo, and he gets mad at me, I don't pronounce that right sometimes, he invented an ingenious method of screening through a process of eye photography. All right? So we have his information on the show. You definitely want to have your children checked. And moving on to the top 10 deadliest diseases in general are rated as the following. We got coronary artery disease, rated as the deadliest, 13% of deaths caused by this. And then you have the stroke, chronic pulmonary disease, lower respiratory infections, lung cancer, HIV, the diarrheal diseases, diabetes, and preterm birth complications, and then tuberculosis. So do your best. You know, it sounds simple, but do your best to keep up with your health checkups and so on. You know, I went in for my checkup. I had a little situation. I kind of got on it as soon as I could. The old-fashioned advice, you know, guys, eat right, research a good diet. All right, I did research, and I found out that, you know, through certain books I read and so on, just a quick one for you, cabbage, spinach, zucchini, carrots, broccoli, kale, and some berries, fruits, and vegetables. That combination, if you don't like that kind of stuff, stick little portions of it in the blender and get in the habit of drinking it. Replace the fast foods with a couple drinks a day. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's not a magic bullet or anything, but it's going to help. You know, help your health in general, the preventive thing. Drink a lot of water, sleep, do some exercises. You know, we hear that stuff all the time, and how many of us do it? We're sitting around all the time or laying in bed if we're retired, watching TV. That's not good for the body. So do your normal checkups, and if you do get something that comes along, don't panic. Aside from your doctor's care and, you know, search out the best foods, do your research, and keep in shape the best you can. Check with your doctor and what you can do to exercise. But basically keep your faith in a positive attitude. And the religious world and the science world are in agreement with the statement, the way in which you think determines the outcome. So you got to keep a positive statement, positive attitude.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It is tech time. And today I'm just going to do a real quickie one. It's called an app called Evernote. Now, some of you may see this elephant-looking icon sometime that pops up in different things, and it's the icon for Evernote. Evernote is a note-taking app which connects to other apps that you might have, and you can import your notes, you can do voice messages, you can set alarms, you can import documents and keep all your stuff all together, and then you can turn it into a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, or a keynote presentation right there on your
Jim, have you got music going on?
No music here, Reese. No music here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Oh, we've got a whole nother conversation going on.
So who do we got on the line?
Rosebud.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway,
okay,
I'll see what's going on.
Yeah, because we've got a whole other conversation going on here.
Sounds good.
But Carmelita, do we still have Carmelita connected? Okay, hopefully we've got that straightened out. So with Evernote, you can take notes, you can write notes, you can have separate notebooks, and you can separate things. I know I am terrible about keeping my appointments straight, even with a calendar. Sometimes you need more information about the note than fits into your calendar. So you can sync it up with Evernote, and you can have your notes. You can attach pictures to your notes. It's a really wonderful app, and it synchronizes across all of your platforms. So you can synchronize your desktop with your laptop, with your cell phone, with your tablet, and you can have your notes with you anywhere. This makes a great diary for if you want to have an electronic diary. You can separate things. You can tag them so you can look them up according to tags. Like I said, it's a great way to have a diary or to keep notes or to keep up with things. As we get older, we tend to forget things. This is starting to really help me keep on track. It feels like a personal assistant.
It reminds you.
You get emails, or you can set up text that'll remind you of what you're supposed to be doing. So again, the name of it's Evernote. It can be a little complicated, but if you sit down and you can Google almost anything. So if you Google videos on Evernote, you can get videos on how to set it up and how to use it most efficiently. So again, if you're like me and you're tending to forget things, Evernote is a great tool. If you write it in one place, it'll show up on every place. And especially to just have it on your phone is just a wonderful thing. I'm even thinking about using it to help me remember names because I'm terrible. And I can take a picture of the person and put their name next to the picture, and then I can put tags in so that they will come up because there are people that I meet at like red carpets all the time. I see them all the time, but I can't remember their name. I can take a picture, put it in Evernote, tag it with their name, where I met them, red carpet event, actor, director, producer, whatever. And I can look them up. So I'm going to start using that to help me with memorizing people's names. And that's my tech. Oh, and Evernote can be free. There's a free version, and then you can add on additional features. I'd say download the free version, check it out, see if it's for you. If you really need the extra features, then you can pay the yearly premium. So
very
that's
good.
Tech time. And I understand.
Thank you, Rita,
that
and I'm taking notes as you speak.
No. I understand we have a gentleman on the line that's
thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.